Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 7, The Killing of the Demon Trinavarta, Texts 1 through 17. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 7, The Killing of the Demon Trinavarta. Texts 1 and 2. King Parikit said, "My Lord, Sukadev Goswami, all the various activities exhibited by the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly pleasing to the ear and to the mind. Simply by one's hearing of these activities, the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanish. Generally, we are reluctant to hear about the activities of the Lord. But Krishna's childhood activities are so attractive that they are automatically pleasing to the mind and ear. Thus, one's attachment for hearing about material things, which is the root cause of material existence, vanishes, and one gradually develops devotional service to the Lord, attachment for Him, and friendships with devotees, will give us the contribution of Krishna consciousness. If you think it fit, kindly speak about those activities of the Lord." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Prema Vivarta, Krishna Bahir Mukohoya Bhogavanchakari Nikatas Tamayatari Japatiya Dadi. Our material existence is maya, or illusion, in which we desire different varieties of material enjoyment, and therefore change to different varieties of bodies. Brahmayam sarvabhutani yantrarodani mayaya. Asan api kleshida ashadeha. As long as we have these temporary bodies, they give us many varieties of tribulation, Adiatmika, Adibhautika, and Adidaivika. This is the root cause of all suffering. But this root cause of suffering can be removed by revival of our Krishna consciousness. All the Vedic literatures presented by Vyasadev and other great sages are therefore intended to revive our Krishna consciousness, which begins to revive with Shravanam Kirtanam, Srinvatam Svakata Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17. Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures exist simply to give us a chance to hear about Krishna. Krishna has different avatars, or incarnations, all of which are wonderful and which arouse one's inquisitiveness. But generally such avatars as Matsya, Korma, and Varaha are not as attractive as Krishna. First of all, however, we have no attraction for hearing about Krishna, and this is the root cause of our suffering. But Maharaj Parikit specifically mentions that the wonderful activities of baby Krishna, which amazed Madhya Yasoda and the other inhabitants of Braj, are especially attractive. From the very beginning of his childhood, Krishna killed Putana, Trinavarta, and Shakatasura, and showed the entire universe within his mouth. Thus, the pastimes of Krishna, one after another, kept Mother Yasoda and all the inhabitants of Braj in great astonishment. The process to revive one's Krishna consciousness is Adau Shraddha Tata Saru Sangha, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.15. The pastimes of Krishna can be properly received from devotees. If one has developed a little bit of Krishna consciousness by hearing from Vaishnavas about the activities of Krishna, one becomes attached to Vaishnavas who are interested only in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj recommends that one hear about Krishna's childhood activities, which are more attractive than the activities of other incarnations, such as Matsya, Korma, and Varaha. Wanting to hear more and more from Sukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit requested him to continue describing Krishna's childhood activities, which are especially easy to hear and which create more and more inquisitiveness. Text 3. Please describe other pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality, who appeared on this planet Earth, imitating a human child and performing wonderful activities, like killing Putana. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit requested Sukadeva Goswami to narrate other childhood pastimes exhibited by Krishna while playing as a human child. The Supreme Personality of Godhead incarnates at different times in different planets and universes, and according to the nature of those places, he exhibits his unlimited potency. That a child, sitting on the lap of his mother, was able to kill the gigantic Putana is extremely wonderful for the inhabitants of this planet. But on other planets, the inhabitants are more advanced, and therefore the pastimes the Lord performs there are still more wonderful. Krishna's appearance on this planet, like a human being, makes us more fortunate than the demigods in the higher planets. And therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was very much interested in hearing about him. Text 4. Sukadeva Goswami said, when Mother Yasoda's baby was slanting his body to attempt to rise and turn around, this attempt was observed by a Vedic ceremony. In such a ceremony, called Uthana, which is performed when a child is due to leave the house for the first time, the child is properly bathed. Just after Krishna turned 3 months old, Mother Yasoda celebrated this ceremony with other women of the neighborhood. On that day, there was a conjunction of the moon with the constellation Rohini. As the Brahmins joined by chanting Vedic hymns and professional musicians also took part, this great ceremony was observed by Mother Yasoda. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is no question of overpopulation or of children's being a burden for their parents in Vedic society. Such a society is so well organized and people are so advanced in spiritual consciousness that childbirth is never regarded as a burden or a botheration. The more the child grows, the more his parents become jubilant, and the child's attempts to turn over are also a source of jubilation. Even before the child is born, when the mother is pregnant, many recommended ritualistic ceremonies are performed. For example, when the child has been within the womb for 3 months and for 7 months, there is a ceremony the mother observes by eating with neighboring children. This ceremony is called Svara Bhakshana. Similarly, before the birth of the child, there is the Garbhadhan ceremony. In Vedic civilization, childbirth or pregnancy is never regarded as a burden. Rather, it is a cause for jubilation. In contrast, people in the modern civilization do not like pregnancy or childbirth. And when there is a child, they sometimes kill it. We can just consider how human society has fallen since the inauguration of Kali Yuga. although people still claim to be civilized, at the present moment, there is actually no human civilization, but only an assembly of two-legged animals. Text 5. After completing the bathing ceremony for the child, Mother Yasoda received the Brahmins by worshipping them with proper respect and giving them ample food grains and other edibles, clothing, desirable cows, and garlands. The Brahmins properly chanted Vedic hymns to observe the auspicious ceremony. And when they finished, and Mother Yasoda saw that the child felt sleepy, she lay down on the bed with the child until he was peacefully asleep. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. An affectionate mother takes great care of her child and is always anxious to see that the child is not disturbed, even for a moment. As long as the child wants to remain with the mother stays with the child, and the child feels very comfortable. Mother Yasoda saw that her child felt sleepy, and to give him all facilities for sleep, she lay down with the child, and when he was peaceful, she got up to attend to her other household affairs. Text 6. The liberal Mother Yasoda, absorbed in celebrating the Uttana ceremony, was busy receiving guests, worshipping them with all respect, and offering them clothing, cows, garlands, and grains. Thus, she could not hear the child crying for his mother. At that time, the child, Krishna, demanding to drink the milk of his mother's breast, angrily threw his legs upward. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna had been placed underneath a household handcart, but this handcart was actually another form of the Shakatasura, a demon who had come there to kill the child. Now, on the plea of demanding to suck his mother's breast, Krishna took this opportunity to kill that demon. Thus, he kicked Shakatasura just to expose him. Although Krishna's mother was engaged in receiving guests, Lord Krishna wanted to draw her attention by killing the Shakatasura, and therefore he kicked the cart-shaped demon. Such are the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna wanted to draw the attention of his mother, but while doing so, he created great havoc, not understandable by ordinary persons. These narrations are wonderfully enjoyable, and those who are fortunate are struck with wonder upon hearing of these extraordinary activities of the Lord. These narrations are actually so enjoyable and enlightening that Maharaj Parikit and Sukadev Goswami took pleasure in them, and other liberated persons, following in their footsteps, become fully jubilant by hearing about the wonderful activities of the Lord. Text 7. Lord Sri Krishna was lying down underneath the handcart in one corner of the courtyard, and although his little legs were as soft as leaves, when he struck the cart with his legs, it turned over violently and collapsed. The wheels separated from the axle, the hubs and spokes fell apart, and the pole of the handcart broke. On the cart there were many little utensils made of various metals, and all of them scattered hither and thither. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Viswanatha Chakrabarti Thakur has commented on this verse as follows. When Lord Krishna was of a very tender age, his hands and legs resembled soft, new leaves. Yet simply by touching the handcart with his legs, he made the cart fall to pieces. It was quite possible for him to act in this way and yet not exert himself very much. The Lord in his Vamana avatar had to extend his foot to the greatest height to penetrate the covering of the universe. And when the Lord killed the gigantic demon, Hiranyakasipu, he had to assume the special bodily feature of Nrisingadev. But in his Krishna avatar, the Lord did not need to exert such energy. Therefore, Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. In other incarnations, the Lord had to exert some energy according to the time and circumstances. But in this form, he exhibited unlimited potency. Thus, the handcart collapsed, its joints broken, and all the metal pots and utensils scattered. The Vaishnav Toshane remarks that although the handcart was higher than the child could easily touch the wheel of the cart, and this was sufficient to send the demon down to the earth. The Lord simultaneously pushed the demon down to the earth and superficially broke the handcart. Texts 8 and 9. When Mother Yasoda and the other ladies who had assembled for the Uttan festival, and all the men headed by Nanda Maharaj, saw the wonderful situation, they began to wonder how the handcart had collapsed by itself. They began to wander here and there, trying to find the cause, but were unable to do so. The assembled cowherd men and ladies began to contemplate how this thing had happened. "Is it the work of some demon or evil planet?" they asked. At that time, the small children present asserted that the cart had been kicked apart by the baby Krishna. As soon as the crying baby had kicked the cart's wheel, the wheel had collapsed. There was no doubt about it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. We have heard of peoples being haunted by ghosts. Having no gross material body, a ghost seeks shelter of a gross body to stay in and haunt. The Shakata Asura was a ghost who had taken shelter of the handcart and was looking for the opportunity to do mischief to Krishna. When Krishna kicked the cart with his small and very delicate legs, the ghost was immediately pushed down to the earth and his shelter dismantled, as already described. This was possible for Krishna because he has full potency, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.32. Angani yasya sekalendriya vrittimanti, pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jiganti, ananda chinmaya sad ujvala vigrahasya, govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Krishna's body is sat chit ananda vigraha, or ananda chinmaya rasa vigraha. That is, any of the parts of his ananda chinmaya body can act for any other part. Such are the inconceivable potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord does not need to acquire these potencies. He already has them. Thus, Krishna kicked his little legs, and his whole purpose was fulfilled. Also, when the handcart broke, an ordinary child could have been injured in many ways. But because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he enjoyed the dismantling of the cart, and nothing injured him. Everything done by him is ananda chinmaya rasa, full transcendental bliss. Thus, Krishna factually enjoyed. The nearby children saw that actually Krishna had kicked the wheel of the cart, and this was how the accident happened. By the arrangement of Yogamaya, all the gopas and gopis thought that the accident had taken place because of some bad planet or some ghost. But in fact, everything was done by Krishna and enjoyed by him. Those who enjoy the activities of Krishna are also on the platform of Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. They are liberated from the material platform. when one develops the practice of hearing Krishna Katha, he is certainly transcendental to material existence. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Sagunan Samatityaitan Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate. Unless one is on the spiritual platform, one cannot enjoy the transcendental activities of Krishna. Or in other words, whoever engages in hearing the transcendental activities of Krishna is not on the material platform, but on the transcendental spiritual platform. Texts 10 and 11. The assembled gopis and gopas, unaware that Krishna is always unlimited, could not believe that baby Krishna had such inconceivable power. They could not believe the statements of the children, and therefore they neglected these statements as being childish talk. Thinking that some bad planet had attacked Krishna, Mother Yasoda picked up the crying child and allowed him to suck her breast. Then she called for the experienced Brahmins to chant the Vedic hymns and perform an auspicious ritualistic ceremony. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever there is some danger or some inauspicious occurrence, it is the custom in Vedic civilization to have qualified Brahmins immediately chant Vedic hymns to counteract it. Mother Yasoda did this properly and allowed the baby to suck her breast. Text 12. After the strong, stout cowherd men assembled the pots and paraphernalia on the handcart and set it up as before, the Brahmins performed a ritualistic ceremony with a fire sacrifice to appease the bad planet. And then, with rice, grains, kusha, water, and curd, they worshipped the Supreme Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The handcart was loaded with heavy utensils and other paraphernalia. To set the cart back in its original position required much strength, but this was easily done by the cowherd men. Then, according to the system of Gopa Jati, various Vedic ceremonies were performed to appease the calamitous situation. Texts 13 through 15. When Brahmins are free from envy, untruthfulness, unnecessary pride, grudges, disturbance by the opulence of others, and false prestige, their blessings never go in vain. Considering this, Nanda Maharaj soberly took Krishna on his lap and invited such truthful Brahmins to perform a ritualistic ceremony according to the holy hymns of Samaveda, Rigveda, and Yajurveda. Then, while the hymns were being chanted, he bathed the child with water mixed with pure herbs, and after performing a fire ceremony, he sumptuously fed all the Brahmins with first-class grains and other food. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj was very confident about the qualifications of the Brahmins and their blessings. He was fully confident that simply if good Brahmins showered their blessings, the child Krishna would be happy. The blessings of qualified Brahmins can bring happiness, not only to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to everyone. Because Krishna is self-sufficient, he does not require anyone's blessings. Yet Nanda Maharaj thought that Krishna required the blessings of the Brahmins. What then is to be said of others? In human society, therefore, there must be an ideal class of men, Brahmins, who can bestow blessings upon others, namely upon the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, so that everyone will be happy. Krishna therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13 that human society must have four social orders, Chaturvarnyam Mayashrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. It is not that everyone should become a Sudra or a Vaishya and human society will prosper. As enunciated in Bhagavad Gita, there must be a class of Brahmins with qualities like Satya, truthfulness, Sama, peacefulness, Dhamma, self-control, and Tatiksha, tolerance. Here also, in the Bhagavatam, Nanda Maharaj invites qualified Brahmins. There may be caste Brahmins, and we have all respect for them, but their birth in Brahmin families does not mean that they are qualified to bestow blessings upon other members of human society. This is the verdict of the Shastras. In Kali Yuga, caste Brahmins are accepted as Brahmins. Vipratve srutam evahi. Srimad Bhagavatam 12:2-3. In Kali Yuga, simply by putting on a thread worth 2 paisa, one becomes a Brahmin. Such Brahmins were not called for by Nanda Maharaj. As stated by Narada Muni, Bhagavatam 7:11-35. Yasya yalakshanam proktam. The symptoms of a Brahmin are stated in Shastra, and one must be qualified with these symptoms. The blessings of Brahmins who are not envious, disturbed or puffed up with pride and false prestige, and who are fully qualified with truthfulness, will be useful. Therefore, a class of men must be trained as Brahmins from the very beginning. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Gurur Hitam. Srimad Bhagavatam 7:12-1. The word dantaha is very important. Dantaha refers to one who is not envious, disturbing, or puffed up with false prestige. With the Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to introduce such Brahmins into society. Brahmins must ultimately be Vaishnavas. And if one is a Vaishnav, he has already acquired the qualifications of a Brahmin. Brahmabhuta Prasanatma, Bhagavad Gita, 1854. The word Brahmabhuta refers to becoming a Brahmin, or understanding what is Brahman. Brahma janatiti brahmana. One who is Brahmabhuta is always happy, Prasanatma. Na sochati na kankshati. He is never disturbed about material necessities. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. He is ready to bestow blessings upon everyone equally. Mad bhaktim labhate param. Then he becomes a Vaishnav. In this age, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur introduced the sacred thread ceremony for his Vaishnav disciples with the idea that people should understand that when one becomes a Vaishnav, he has already acquired the qualifications of a Brahmin. Therefore, in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, those who are twice initiated so as to become Brahmins must bear in mind their great responsibility to be truthful, control the mind and senses, be tolerant, and so on. Then their life will be successful. It was such Brahmins that Nanda Maharaj invited to chant the Vedic hymns, not ordinary Brahmins. Verse 13 distinctly mentions Himsa Mana. The word Mana refers to false prestige or false pride. Those who were falsely proud, thinking they were Brahmins because they were born in Brahmin families, were never invited by Nanda Maharaj on such occasions. Verse 14 mentions Pavitra Shaudhi. In any ritualistic ceremony, many herbs and leaves were required. These were known as Pavitra Patra. Sometimes there were neem leaves, sometimes bale leaves, mango leaves, ashvata leaves, or amalaki leaves. Similarly, there were Panchagavya, Panchashashya, and Pancharatna. Although Nanda Maharaj belonged to the Vaishya community, everything was known to him. The most important word in these verses is Mahagunam, indicating that the Brahmins were offered very palatable food of exalted quality. Such palatable dishes were generally prepared with two things, namely food grains and milk products. Bhagavad Gita 18:44 therefore enjoins that human society must give protection to the cows and encourage agriculture. Kshrigo raksha vanijyam vaishya karma swabhavajam. Simply by expert cooking, hundreds and thousands of palatable dishes can be prepared from agricultural produce and milk products. This is indicated here by the words Anam Maha Gunam. Still, today in India, from these two things, namely food grains and milk, hundreds and thousands of varieties of food are prepared, and then they are offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chatur Vidhasri Bhagavat Prasada. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati. Then the prasad is distributed. Even today, in Jagannath Kshetra and other big temples, very palatable dishes are offered to the deity, and prasad is distributed profusely. Cooked by first-class Brahmins with expert knowledge, and then distributed to the public, this prasad is also a blessing from the Brahmins or Vaishnavas. There are four kinds of prasad, chatur vidha: salty, sweet, sour, and pungent tastes are made with different types of spices, and the food is prepared in four divisions, called charvya, chusya, lehya, and peha. Prasad that is chewed, prasad that is licked, prasad tasted with the tongue, and prasad that is drunk. Thus, there are many varieties of prasad, prepared very nicely with grains and ghee, offered to the deity, and distributed to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas, and then to the general public. This is the way of human society. Killing the cows and spoiling the land will not solve the problem of food. This is not civilization. Uncivilized men live in the jungle, and being unqualified to produce food by agriculture and cow protection, may eat animals. But a perfect human society, advanced in knowledge, must learn how to produce first-class food simply by agriculture and protection of cows. Text 16. Nanda Maharaj, for the sake of the affluence of his own son, Krishna, gave the Brahmins cows fully decorated with garments, flower garlands, and gold necklaces. These cows, fully qualified to give ample milk, were given to the Brahmins in charity, and the Brahmins accepted them and bestowed blessings upon the whole family, and especially upon Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj first fed the Brahmins sumptuously and then gave them in charity first-class cows, fully decorated with golden necklaces, garments, and flower garlands. Text 17. The Brahmins, who were completely expert in chanting the Vedic hymns, were all yogis, fully equipped with mystic powers, Whatever blessings they spoke were certainly never fruitless. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Brahmins, fully equipped with brahminical qualifications, are always yogis, fully powerful in mystic yoga. Their words never fail. In every transaction with other members of society, Brahmins are certainly dependable. In this age, however, one must take into account that the Brahmins are uncertain in their qualifications. Because there are no yogic Brahmins, all yajnas are forbidden. The only yajna recommended in this age is Sankirtan yajna. Yajnai Sankirtanar Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Yajna is meant to satisfy Vishnu. Yajnarthat Karmano Nyatra Loko Yam Karma Bandana. Because in this age there are no qualified Brahmins, people should perform yajna by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Yajnai Sankirtanai Prayer, Yajantihi Sumedasa. Life is meant for yajna, and yajna is performed by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.